Time to talk about the Blue Jay basketball. We begin with girls head coach Nate Bauman as the Sabetha girls now 6-8 on the season. A couple tough games since last we spoke, coach, falling to Silver Lake in your final non-league game Friday after you had Tuesday night off last week following the tournament, and then Riverside the game last night. A closer game, but a loss at 37-31, and I guess the thing we were chatting about and probably the biggest maybe concern from these two teams is just struggling a little bit on the offensive end for whatever reason right now, right?
Yeah, we're just struggling to get the ball in the hole. And that's really from any place, three-point, two-point, free-throw line, everywhere we're struggling right now. So, yeah, that's something. It's hard to know how to fix that totally. I've always said shooting is a lot about just consistency and confidence, and we're lacking a little of the confidence area right now for sure. So we have to get that back, and you know, I know our girls are going to come back and play hard. I thought Friday night, you know, against Silver Lake, we scored first in the second half to make it 21-13 in the third quarter, and I felt pretty good about where we're at against a really good team, and then we just couldn't put it in the hole the rest of the way. So and a little bit of the same story last night. Started off the game slow scoring, got it going a little bit in the second quarter, and then slowed down again in the third. But last night especially, still had ourselves in a position with a chance to win it, and Riverside made some big plays at the end.
I think you did have six girls score last night. And the other thing is, you know, the defense still keeping you in the game, giving you a chance to win. I mean, you hold them to 37 points and playing catch up a little bit there late. But I guess you'd like to think if your defense can keep performing the way they are, that eventually the offense is going to come back around.
Yeah, and that's what we've preached for 20 years now, is defense and rebounding never leaves you. If you do those two things, you can be in about every game. And and the girls buy into that, and they played extremely hard, like I said last night. And I was talking to you just a little bit earlier, just saying a little bit on offense. I think we need to try easier. We're trying so hard to do right and to not make a mistake that we end up making mistakes or missing shots. And so somehow we're just gonna have to free our minds a little bit and get back in the gym and see the ball go in the hole. Then I think we'll be okay again.
I think we were talking about this during the game we broadcasted last night, too. You know, part of it's just the second time through the league schedule, maybe, and the league being, you know, so competitive every year. I mean, you know, you've played this team before. They've watched you play several times. I mean, I think everything gets a little bit tougher, right? Maybe you have to be a little more creative or, you know, execute a little bit better whenever you go through this league a second time through.
That is absolutely the case. The coaching in this league is so good, and of course, the way we exchange film now versus 10 or 15 years ago makes it really easy to see everybody a lot. So, yeah, they know your weaknesses, they know your strengths, and everybody, every coach in this league can find a way to exploit those a little bit. So you have to make some adjustments during the game, and like you said, execute really well. We're struggling a little bit in that area too, offensively. So. And those are things we'll just continue to work on.
Holton and Nemo Central, next couple of games, as we know, and we're talking about, nothing is easy. But you did beat these teams, or you beat Nemo Central the first time through, and had a tight three-point game against Holton. So I'm sure, this is what can be expected moving forward, is just a lot more close, competitive games to where the little things make a lot of difference.
Yeah, I still believe what I said earlier in the year, that there's nobody the rest of the way that we can't beat, and there's nobody the rest of the way that can't beat us. And I think that's the way it is for everybody in our league. Certainly not a night off anywhere. And so yeah, we'll have to bring it every practice and every game, certainly, and be at our best to be able to come out with a victory.
Well, best of luck in these next couple, coach. We'll chat again next week. Thanks for your time.
All right, I appreciate it.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball next.